Hey, this is Rise and Shine live from NSU Studios. My name's Brendan.
And I am Michi.
And we have a special guest in the studio. We've got David Zaman. You've heard his voice before.
Maybe not exactly like this, but yeah.
Different, you know, in Talentfall, we all wear different hats and we all got different things we got to do. And
absolutely.
Sometimes we're under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think I'm going to make it through. We'll be all right.
And we're so happy to have you in studio this morning. And we're going to be talking about a couple of things. But first, you're moving with your own business, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of branching out on my own a little bit. I mean, I've actually already been doing landscaping and lawn care for most of my life, you know, as well being a musician. If you ever hear my name in the music world, come check me out. But this time we're talking about lawn care.
Right.
I've been doing that most of my life, and I actually started out as a kid as something fun to do. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy being out in the yard, you know, running power machines and mowing my parents' yard. You know, that was something I had fun doing. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but I would get bored. I'd go kick on the weed eater and go clean up the yard, you know, turn on the mower and push through. And next thing I know, a couple hours later, I'd be done.
I feel like you were influenced by that commercial on TV where the kid carved the message into his lawn. He really needed a Nickelodeon magazine, please.
Really? I actually haven't seen that.
Man, I was sure that was what got you.
No.
That's the only reason I ever wanted to mow a lawn. I was like, oh, look, you could send secret messages to your
interesting story. I did something similar to that. There was a time when we had actually, our mower had broke down and all we had was a weed eater, and I still had to get the lawn mowed. And so the grass wasn't too high, but it was still high enough for a little bit of level difference. So I actually cut a football field into the side of our yard.
Oh, wow.
And I left it for about a week so I could play football on the field.
That's right? Awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So
that's always a good use of it. A lot has changed about lawn care since we were kids.
Well, I mean, the actual functioning of lawn care is pretty much the same, okay? Still use edgers, mowers, weed eaters, blowers. You get into gardening, you've got your hedge trimmers and so on and so forth. But one of the things that in this particular business, Fresh Air Horizons, look us up, we're on Facebook. We're trying to focus on being more environmentally savvy and conscious. That's something for me personally, I take really, really to heart. And not just with the company, but in my everyday life, I recycle. I understand, and I'm not trying to preach to anybody, so don't get me wrong, but I do want to bring awareness, mm-hmm. you know?
And I tried to throw a wrench in your gears here because I was trying to say, well, that's, I mean, there's still batteries. That's not necessarily mm-hmm. emission free. And you kind of got me.
Well, it's not so much about getting you, but
I mean, you got
but at
me.
The same thing, it, okay.
You had the counter argument.
Well, when it comes to this, all right, I'll first clarify. When it comes to zero emissions, yes, there are different types of tools to be used when it comes to power tools. Mm-hmm. You have your standard combustion engine that we've been using for decades, okay? Everybody knows how to go out and rip that weed eater on with that two cycle oil and pour the gas in there. And that's what we were used to. Mm-hmm. But in more modern times, a lot of companies have developed electric powered tools that can either be plugged in or run, as you said, off of batteries. Mm-hmm. And those batteries, because they have to be reused and recharged, are lithium ion. The components of the gas powered and the electric tools. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a bit of processing that goes on. Plastics are petroleum-based products. But the unique thing about what I'm particularly using is everything I have is recyclable. Mm. Okay? All plastics that we use when it comes to our tools, and by the way, the tools that we have, they last a long time. Mm-hmm. The batteries, they have a long duration of life too. You can get about 500 to 1,000 solid recharges on one singular battery.
Mm.
Okay? So if you're in a business like I have, and I have probably around 50 different batteries that I run off for different tools right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm probably set up for about 10 years to about 15 years worth of reproductive use of my batteries because I cycle everything.
Wow.
As I work through.
Well, and you also pointed out that our electricity in Tahlequah actually doesn't come up from a coal plant.
And I was going to get to that because that was the next thing that's been addressed in a previous conversation is, well, if you're using batteries, the electricity has to come from somewhere, okay? Mm-hmm. traditionally in America, we have our fossil fuel coal powered power plants. We have nuclear powered power plants, which Oklahoma doesn't have, by the way. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have hydroelectric dam power plants, mm-hmm. which is what you're referring to Tahlequah runs off of. Tahlequah TPWA actually purchases their power from the Grand River Dam Authority. And all of their power comes from the dams and hydroelectric generators. So if I'm at home plugging up my batteries, I'm still zero emissions because I'm just using hydroelectric power.
That's pretty cool. He really did throw a wrench in my argument. I was not expecting that.
It's beautiful, though. I mean, great to have that knowledge and stuff like that. Now, as a Tahlequah resident, now you are in the know about where your electric comes from and all that stuff.
It's really cool. And I also want to throw in there,
this has been part one of the Rise and Shine interview with David Zaman, owner of Fresh Air Lawn Care right here in Tahlequah. If you would like to hear part two, make sure you stay tuned right here, because Brendan Amici will be right back after this next song block.